All right, Sports Car here with Coach. How was the off season? Team's finally back together for your fall camp.
Yeah.
How's everything looking?
Very good. I mean, I think that we had a great spring. We were able to get stronger. We were able to work on some details that we wanted to work on with our young group. And we had Michaela, who graduated early, came in the spring as well. And so she's been with us since January. So it was a good, I think, off season. We did what we were supposed to do. We got stronger. We learned more about the game. So it's exciting to see that transfer over to the preseason and moving on into the season.
Is this your first class of fully your recruited players?
This is, yes.
Yeah, how is that now as far as this is your full group now?
Yeah, they're a great group. And I mean, I've been very lucky with all the groups I have had here at Tech. But this group is definitely special. I mean, they work hard. They're really fun to coach. They're very competitive. And so all those things, it's really cool to see that get better and better within our culture.
Overall impression is looking at the roster. It's a young group. I think you have two seniors on the team overall.
Yeah.
How has that changed your approach to this fall camp as opposed to other years where you've had veteran-laden groups?
For sure. The goal is always the same, is to maximize our abilities and be the best that we can. Of course, we understand that there's going to be some learning curve with the younger group, but our expectations are just as high. I think that we have a talented group. We believe in what they're capable of doing. And so I think that, again, we want to go compete in the ACC, win as many matches as we can, and make sure that we're maximizing our talent.
We'll go to a position breakdown. We'll start the outsides. Mm-hmm. You lose some talent there, but you brought in, I think that's maybe one of your younger groups.
Yeah.
But just talk about the outside hitters and how they are.
Yeah, so our outside, it's pretty much all freshmen. Mm-hmm. Dominique is a sophomore, but she was hurt last year, so she didn't get to play. So she's playing pretty much this year. It's a very talented group. I think that they're learning more and more about the position. It's definitely a big responsibility to play that position at this level. So I think it's something that they're getting more comfortable, and I think it's a big change from where they played club. And sometimes, they don't have in our system. They have to play all the way around. They're a big part of our offense when they're at the net and when they're in the back row, and they have high expectations to perform with our serve, receive, and defense and all those things. And so it takes a little bit of adapting to it, but they've been responded really well. I think that we have some good combinations of different strengths and weaknesses within that position. Our freshman from Brazil, Mariana, is doing an awesome job. She's fun to watch. Michaela and Dom are also doing a really good job, and then Gabby Dolan as well, coming in and keeping that position pretty competitive. So I'm looking forward to seeing that position develop throughout the years. It's going to be great that they're young, because I'll have them here for a while and be able to train and develop them, and we have been very successful doing that with the outsides.
Similar with the middles, I know you have a Cody back and maybe some others, but what about the middles as well? Another young group as
for
well.
For sure, so. We got, we have Cody and Lauren Forking in the middle, who are a little, a junior and a senior, and so they're, a little more experienced. I think Cody has been used to, Cody has been on the court since she got here. Lauren has been made tremendous progress from the day that she got here until now, so she's definitely a strong force of leadership and just knowledge, and again, she makes that position a lot better, and having those two guys there really helps out. We have two other freshmen that are very talented in that position, Kayla Kaiser and Breland Morissette, and they're doing a great job. I mean, they're learning fast. Middle is one of the hardest positions to transition from high school to college and club to college, just because of the speed of the game, the responsibilities. There's more power hitters around you everywhere. There's not just one player that you have to stop. And so there's a little bit of adjustment. It's a little more physical, but I think that they're responding, and I think it really helps to have two great players in that position that are older to be able to guide those freshmen. But it's a very talented group, and again, it's another position that we will have some great depth and some good longevity in the future as well with who's playing that. So that's exciting.
And then your setters as well. You lose some, I think you have Gabby from there from last
year.
Well, how are the setters and who you see in that rotation?
Yeah, I mean, the setters are doing great. We have Lexi Dorn and Maddie McKaysuk, and they're both doing a really great job. Lexi's is a transfer from Purdue, and then Maddie's a freshman. And, a little bit different styles, but I think that they are doing a really good job within our offense and what we want to do. They're learning fast from Claudio and kind of his style of coaching that position a little bit, and what are some of the things that we want to make sure that we emphasize in our offense and situations and things like that. And they're doing a really great job. So again, it's as of today, there's really not one position that I think that it's kind of taken yet. So sure. It's up for grabs. I think the starting lineup is still up there, and it's a good place to be because we have a really talented group.
And we'll finish off with Lee Barrows, a defensive specialist. Uh-huh. A similar question, just a rotation and some players.
Yeah, so in that position we have Coral Kasarov. She was a transfer from Virginia, so she sat out last year. She played this year. Very good player, just scrappy defensively. We have Sam Knapp, who came back from a great freshman season for us, and then, you know, where she had lots of responsibilities, and she's doing a really good job of continuing to her progress. And then we have Emily Becker, who's a junior, who has helped us in that defensive specialist position, and then Maddie Tippett, who is a freshman and has been doing a really great job too. So it's I think our level of defense and just scrappiness has raised. I mean, those guys are all over the place. They're setting the tone for that position. They communicate well, and they're really doing a really great job kind of taking that leadership in the backcourt and running the backcourt and setting the tone for our defense. So it's, again, it's another position where we're in good hands, and, we've been developing well.
You have the scrimmage on Saturday, again, I believe against Auburn,
yeah.
And then your regular season matchup. Will you, I think you're hosting a tournament here, uh-huh. I believe. The first, that Auburn scrimmage, then that first tournament, we potentially try to see every player on the court at some point, and you're mentioning it's a wide open. I'm hearing a lot
of
open positions.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if all season is like that. You know, I think that we're a very talented group, and then whoever's not putting up the numbers that night is going to have somebody knocking on their door right behind them to step in and sustain a level of execution and effectiveness and just the level of play. And it's a really good place to be. It's not an easy decision to make on who the starting six would be, but it's better to have that problem than not, so it's been really good. And also I wanted to talk about our right sides. We didn't talk about them.
Sure.
Yeah,
please.
But we have Grace and Corey coming back from last year, our freshmen, and then Simone Spencer, who is also doing a really good job, has really done a great job this spring developing, learning the game. And then Kendall Wilson, who has moved from the middle to the right side, playing a little more right side this fall, switching on and off in both positions, but mainly as the right side. And it's a fun position as well. Those guys are physical, and they've been doing pretty good. So I think that we have this will be the first time that we have a big group like this. We have had 13, 14 players in our roster. We got 18 this year, so it adds on to the competitiveness and what we are doing and enhancing our program and the level of talent that we're getting in the gym, and it's fun to be a part of that growth.
I remember we spoke a few years ago because I look at, I forgot which opponent it was, and I noticed the size and like the height difference.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned that's just what this conference is, that you had to get not bigger, not then like height wise, but even just stronger and
right.
Physically tougher. Do you feel that the physicality has improved in the program?
For sure.
For you, with
sure.
Recruited players and
yeah.
Even ones that are still here?
I think that yes. I think that we, Scott, our strength coach, has continued to do a great job with them in the weight room. And I think that we have, we were able to get players who are touching higher, hitting harder, moving a little bit faster. So, I mean, those are all things that we're not only trying to get the polished volleyball player, but also the raw talent who we think we can make into something that's really special. So I think that we have a lot of players who have a great future for this program, and it's a fun, it's a young group, but it's a fun group to be around. It's going to require a little bit of patience from all of us involved, and players and coaches and everybody, but I think that we're taking the steps in the right directions, and I think that we're building something that's going to sustain itself for a long time. So, and that has always been my goal from day one. It's I didn't want that quick fix and that great year and then not do it again for a while. So I mean, it's our goal is to, once we get there, and we're very close to getting there, I think that we got a great level of talent this year, and how fast our young players react and learn this game at this level, what's going to be crucial for the season, but also for the future, and how much better we continue to get.
And lastly, off the court, well, it's on the court as well. I went upstairs and saw the video board.
Uh-huh.
How did that project develop, and how important is that just for not only the atmosphere for in-game,
yeah.
but then also something to show for recruits and others and attract them to the program?
Yeah, I mean, I think that our athletic department has been keyed up on facility improvements, and we have worked all over campus. Our athletic director is really toned into that and recruiting and fan experience and what it would keep us for our fans. And so, as we got a big video board, I think a contract with Tectonix and throughout campus and all facilities, and O'Keefe got one too, so that was fun. It adds into a lot more interaction, I think, with our fans. It's already a great facility to play in. It looks awesome in there. So we're excited to just get in there and then put on that jersey and compete as we always have in this place. It's our opponents don't like coming here, so we like to keep it that way.
And actually, this will be the very last thing. You mentioned jerseys, the Adidas. How does that affect? Does that affect anything, or is that just another part of the program?
I mean, we continue to play the game the way we want to play the game, but Adidas has definitely helped us, I think, in general. Just the girls like the way the clothes fit, and they feel confident in it, and they feel special, and they're playing hard. And not only that, but I mean, the quality of the shoes and knee pads, uniforms, all those things. I mean, of course, they reflect in our performance as well. I mean, it's injury prevention, all those other things are very, very important. And so I think that having something that you can sweat in and it's not all over the place, and the same with the shoes, who it's got good absorption and good impact for the volleyball and the game of volleyball. It's really fun. It's been fun to see Adidas evolve within volleyball and how much they have partnered up with USA Volleyball, and they've been getting better and better at this sport. And so for us to be able to wear their equipment to play, I think it's really has been a game changer for us, for sure.